flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
I was unfamiliar with this. I thought it was No Doubt.
No Doubt.
I didn't know this one. This is
a good one. Gwen Stefani, the ageless Gwen Stefani.
I love me some Gwen Stefani.
How could you not?
She,
very talented singer.
Is she still doing the voice shows, singing shows?
That's the one where they spin the chairs around?
Yeah, that show was legitimately great when it first started.
All right, here's my question, though,
They've changed the judges too many times.
Have they ever created a star?
No, not The Voice.
Oh, there you go.
American Idol.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. We just played Kelly. That was the
American Idol, Jordan Sparks, Carrie Underwood.
I'm pretty sure the girl that played Curly Sue won The Voice 1 year.
Really?
Curly Sue?
The girl played Curly Sue.
In what?
The movie, Curly Sue.
Oh.
Old 80s movie, her, Jim, one of the Belushis.
Wait a minute. No, Billy.
Okay.
No, you may be right. But we're talking about The Voice, the show.
The Voice.
She won that. She won that?
She grew up and then won The Voice?
She grew up and won
Curly
The Voice.
Curly Sue.
The girl who played Curly Sue is a champion of The Voice.
Oh,
I get what he's saying.
So she didn't get it at first either. Okay. But I mean, like, who won The Voice and then became like a superstar?
Nobody. Let me tell you what Sneaky has launched some talent, though, is another Simon Cowell venture.
America's Got Talent?
No.
No.
X Factor.
X Factor?
Camila Cabello is from X Factor.
Really?
Yes. Yes,
oh, didn't he put together like a super group?
Yes.
And Camila Cabello was on
that
one?
She was part of that. Yeah. What were they called? I don't remember.
Allison Porter was Curly Sue. She's from Worcester. Local girl.
I like that.
How about that?
Look at that.
It all comes full circle.
Fan of the Woosah.
But to answer your question, I don't think The Voice launched much.
I like Camila Cabello. I think her group did a song on Sesame Street.
Oh.
I saw them singing with like Elmo.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I can't think of their name. Fifth Harmony? Something like
Sounds
that?
Sounds right.
Yeah.
I actually think that's right. Yeah,
yeah, they came from X Factor. Right. And Idol's launched a bunch.
Idol is like a hit maker.
Yeah. I mean, you thought Ruben Studdard, Daughtry, Justin Guarini.
Sure.
Who I think that most recently I saw doing Dr. Pepper. I think he was
a little smooth or whatever. What's that guy's name?
Fake Prince.
Yeah, Fake Prince. Yeah, what was that guy's name? That was Justin Guarini.
Yeah, that's right.
Dr. Pepper. What was his name? Little Pepper.
Little Sweet.
Little Sweet.
He'd come flying in. Sell, he's a moving product. You don't need to really even need an ad campaign. That trick is so good.
Flew off the shelves. Speaking of singing, someone has texted at 617-779-7937.
Quite an endeavor.
It is taking up the whole page because I'm guessing it came in Lord knows how many text messages.
Yeah.
It looks like the 12-day Mayo and the 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
Like the whole thing.
Do you have like a, I don't even an
know,
example?
I got to be honest, I don't even know where to start.
How about
two mixed metaphors and a pause before answering on TV?
Five awkward laughs.
It's not bad.
I did try and get four more wins in there, but I couldn't make it work.
Four nice. More wins.
But how many retractions? Have
well, good question. But if the individual is listening,
seven
who texted this in,
spinning, six sidestep dodging.
Send it to.
He did a whole song.
Send it to Keith at WEEI.com.
Yeah,
that's what I would
it.
Say. Record that and then send that to Keith. We'll make sure we turn that around.
Four ums.
Look, they can't all be winners.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of they can't all be winners, how about the Bozo touchdown
parlay?
This
week parlay? It can be, though. This weekend it can be.
In the Twitch chat there, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, I believe it was Dave said, I need the Bozo touchdown parlay to hit so I can celebrate Christmas with my family.
Same.
That's good. I think there's a lot of us in that boat.
Yeah.
So let's start it off. Who are you riding with in the Bozo touchdown parlay?
Give me Jonathan Taylor. You have the Indianapolis Colts, who we have deemed not frisky enough, but they are facing one of the worst teams in the league. That would be the Tennessee Titans. It's a home game for the Colts. Give me a Jonathan Taylor score against that Titans team.
Okay. Jonathan Taylor should be getting in the end zone. And we need this.
We need
this for Christmas.
We need it badly.
I'm going with Rashad White. Rashad White has been a sneaky touchdown machine for the Bucs. It's a high over-under.
Well, that's a Sunday night game,
against
too.
The Cowboys. I don't love that
it
aspect of it. I don't love
night.
It all riding on Sunday night football. But it's a high over-under. It's 48.5. The Bucs are favored. Rashad White can run it in. He's also caught six touchdown passes this year. So, look, him and Bucky Irvin could both get in the end zone. Cowboys defense, not good. Should be a lot of points. Give me Rashad White. He is at last check plus 125. Billy, who are you going with?
Dolphins at home hosting the San Francisco 49ers. I'm taking Tyreek Hill.
All right.
Given that, a lot of these like posts he's putting up about retiring,
good
walking
point.
Away.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great call.
Give me a TD.
Yeah, squeaky wheel.
Yep.
Nick?
Going with a guy who didn't get a catch last week.
Nice.
And that would be one Cooper Kupp.
Or squeaky wheel.
The Rams are playing the Jets. Cooper Kupp has six touchdowns this year, second on the Rams. So give me Cooper Kupp.
Did you see that stat that came out? It was on Twitter, so maybe it was a fake stat. But they said via Next Gen, Cooper Kupp ran almost 5 miles in the game and had zero catches. Like all his routes.
It was like 4.
It was like 4.8 miles or something.
A lot of cardio.
Yeah.
A lot
he's in good
of
shape.
Cardio. That's good workout. Okay. So he's plus 140. Terps going with Josh Allen. Minus 140.
I could see that happening.
So Rashad White, Jonathan Taylor, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Josh Allen. Look, it's not the juiciest
it's
of
not,
our parlays, but we want to celebrate Christmas.
So do I.
With you. One ham gets you what?
Just shy of one PS5. And with some of these holiday rates, probably a PS5 in a game. But $429.71.
It is a PS5 with no disc tray.
There you go.
Those
no disc tray.
Digital PS5.
One ham gets you almost $430. It's not the best we put together. We've also been a little cold. So we're trying to get you a win.
You know who I also like? I'm not putting him on here. Guy you picked last week.
Yes.
So Trey McBride, Kyler Murray came out and said he's going to get a touchdown.
Get
like,
that
I'm
guy,
getting him a touchdown.
We're getting that guy in the end zone.
And I looked at
they
it.
They tried so hard against the Pats.
He's plus 125. But I'm like, man, like, is that a sucker's bet? But the way that Kyler Murray is talking about him, Trey McBride is going to score one of these weekends.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
I wish it was last week for our Bozo touchdown parlay.
Yeah.
I'm being told Morgan Wallen was on The Voice.
He was?
He didn't win it.
Oh.
But,
well, that still counts.
Multiple texts, a whole lot of texts actually, are saying Morgan Wallen was on The Voice. Unaware.
And then multiple other texts doing the 12 mails of Christmas.
It's taking up most of the text line at this point in time.
That's right.
617-779-7937. There's your Bozo touchdown parlay. One more time. Rashad White, Jonathan Taylor, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Josh Allen. One ham wins you nearly one PS5, $430. Follow along. Or don't, and we don't want to hear the complaining.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the meantime, we did a lot of Jerod Mayo talk. He has to pull a real coaching performance out of his backside to save his job. according to Dione Rossini, who said last week he's safe.
I might have some Sox news for you.
What?
You want a Sox news?
Yes.
So let's do that right here, or should we save
it? If you
what
have
you
it,
think?
I think if you have it right here, give it to us.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Jeff Passan on Twitter.
Oh, I thought this was a Keefe scoop.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jeff Passan. What do you got?
I just read it.
I was like, wow.
I just have a Twitter account.
Great.
So anybody else?
What do you got?
Jeff Passan, the Red Sox, and left-hander Patrick Sandoval are in agreement on a 2-year, $18.25 million contract. Sandoval, coming off a Tommy John surgery, expects to return in the second half.
Okay, so it's another one of their Tommy John guys?
They just have a deal with...
they have a type.
Who's the guy?
James Andrews.
Dr. James Andrews. Yeah, who's in there for Tommy John?
Holiday special? Oh, Dr. James Andrews has a holiday special? Great, let's put that in.
Signing guys.
So this will be three guys in the rotation with TJ?
Yeah.
Crochet, Giolito, Sandoval.
Before getting hurt, he pitched 16 games with the Angels last year where he had a 5.08 ERA.
He was good in the World Baseball Classic.
Awesome. Oh, good.
Thanks, Nick.
Great.
Thanks,
wow, that's great.
Nick.
Good get. Good.
Thank
I take it back.
So
good get.
Much.
4.01 career ERA.
Yeah. Fresh off of Tommy John. Could Nick, be in the second half. Remember when James Paxton could be in the second half? And it was like the next year?
I didn't mean to lash out at Nick there. We're taking our anger out on the Red Sox.
Baseball Classic,
yeah,
Jones.
Yeah, we're taking our anger out on the Red Sox, Nick. I didn't mean to lash out at
Nick. You can't love the Cup and hate the World Baseball Classic. Can't love the NBA Cup and hate the World
Baseball
Classic. I like World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, but that's off season. I don't need to watch that.
It doesn't
this
matter
is
if the guy's
season,
good,
I'm trying
though,
to watch real games.
You know
games.
Who else was good in the World Baseball Classic?
Who's that?
Yoshida.
Yeah, no, he was
the guy
good.
Hit like 900.
Otani was good in the World Baseball Classic. I didn't even meet with the guy.
No, they didn't want him. Randy Arozarena was good.
No, they were focused on Patrick Sandoval.
Loved him.
They got Patrick Sandoval.
Patrick Sandoval.
They have they're going to add another arm? Yeah.
Yeah.
His name's Patrick Sandoval.
They'll see him next year.
They have a good track record with P. Sandovals, I will say that.
Hopefully he wears 48 and people save their road jerseys.
Yeah. Here's my one tip to him. Get a bigger belt. You don't want that thing bursting
that
up.
That was
like
off Instagram.
That was a tough look. And right.
Stay off.
When you're on in the middle of games,
yeah,
you know, we don't need you liking Instagram ass models. Thank you very much. Okay, so Patrick Sandoval, your
good
newest Red
signing.
Got to get him to a 2-year deal. $9 million a pop.
$18.5 million for Patrick Sandoval?
And he's not pitching till when? June?
The
July?
Second half. Hopefully.
Awesome. But he was good in the world. I've been told he's good in the World Baseball Classic.
That'll be
awesome.
We don't need to make a move at the trade deadline.
We got Patrick Sandoval.
All right, Patrick Sandoval back.
Yay,
we don't need to make any moves.
I don't want him.
Nice team.
Keep him.
Nice team. It turns out it's not any different this offseason. We'll get to your feedback on the Patriots. You want to jump in on the Red Sox as well if they're pissing you off? 617-779-7937. And the Celtics. Did they just get beat at their own game last night? And what's going on with Crazy Joe? That's next.